This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We are here and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and nobody.
Well, I actually did find a story that doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus. Coming up tonight, we can talk about the latest news on deepfakes.
Oh, okay.
They're back in the news.
Wow.
You don't know what a deepfake is?
A different kind of fake.
Yeah, there's actually now a deepfake of they took Hillary Clinton's face and put it on Hannibal Lecter.
In your face.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And yeah. Are they, is she saying Hannibal Lecter things or Hillary Clinton things?
I actually wasn't able to pull the video up myself today due to an internet issue, but I know it exists.
Okay.
Hannibal Clinton.
Hannibal Lecter is less frightening.
Hannibal, right. Hannibal Clinton, Hillary Lecter?
Yeah.
Hillary Lecter.
So, but that's not actually the news. That's just another example of another recent deepfake. They've come out with some pretty amazing deepfakes over the last year. We can tell you more about that coming up here. But first, to start the show tonight, this is just, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised at this point with the clamoring that we've seen from people to, please, government, violate my rights. Oh, my God, I'm so afraid of this COVID-19 coronavirus. Just do anything. Just keep me safe.
Yeah, the overwhelming sentiment has been, I don't care about your rights or my rights. Please just, you know, prevent me from getting this.
Anything. If I can just keep sucking air, it doesn't matter how enslaved I've become.
It's sickening.
I don't know. I don't understand how they shut down our means of making a living. They shut down our businesses. They shut down our jobs. And these lunatics still expect us to pay them taxes.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to go on a tax strike.
I know. They're not going to waive the
now,
taxes.
Now we need to shut them down.
Well, and the money that's coming from this, quote, bailout, unquote, or whatever you want to call it, the stimulus package, is being offered to these businesses in the form of loans.
A loan.
Loans.
Right. But so loans, like, they don't have to repay so long as they're taking, obedient.
Right, yeah, supposedly. They're taking money that, you know, you've already paid, and then they're giving it back to you in the form of money that you have to pay back.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that, man?
It's a scam.
Yeah.
And well, as nobody pointed out, there are some supposed terms that if you obey exactly, you will have the loan waived. Supposedly.
Yeah, but that's a small business loan.
If you
not
believe
for them. Not for the money that's supposed to go to taxpayers. Taxpayers, I think, always have to pay it back.
Wait, the taxpayers? I thought they were just getting a $1,200 handout.
Am I wrong on that? I thought that was a loan against future taxes.
The handouts are loans?
That's what I've been hearing. I could be wrong on that.
I haven't scrutinized it. The whole thing just sickens me, but
if you can clarify.
I'm not going to get it anyway. Yeah. I don't file taxes.
Right.
I'm certainly not going to start now.
Right.
We were speculating that folks might get taxed like when they receive that $1,200 check.
Oh, God.
Well, let me get into the story here from The Atlantic. It's relatively quick. It's about a new study that has been done, a poll, I guess, a survey.
A study shows.
About what people believe should be done. Countries are taking extraordinary measures to slow the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of these measures limit individual freedom and may also violate rights guaranteed by national constitutions. Italy's complete lockdown, enforced by criminal penalties, probably violates Italy's constitution. Norwegian lawmakers have proposed an emergency law that temporarily gives the government unprecedented power to override the constitution and national laws to thwart the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, without consulting the Israeli parliament, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu enacted emergency regulations allowing for stunning surveillance power to supposedly combat the virus.
I believe it's pronounced Yehu. Netanyahu.
There you go. Never one to waste a good crisis. Hungary's Viktor Orban will likely be able to rule by decree for the foreseeable future. The United States now faces this same dilemma. To what extent should the Constitution be violated to fight the coronavirus?
To no extent is the proper answer there.
Unfortunately, we're way past that. Lockdowns, especially ones that apply to people who haven't tested positive for the virus, are constitutionally questionable. The threat by the leaders, again, this is the Atlantic's opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see any question that, you know, there's nothing that says you can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, which we have not received. I haven't been convicted of anything in court.
No, me neither. The threat by the leaders of Newark, New Jersey.
I mean, not recently.
And by leaders, they mean politicians. to prosecute residents who spread false information about the virus, if carried out, could violate the First Amendment. Some people in California have challenged the city of San Jose's authority to force a gun shop to close, citing the right to arm themselves. Perhaps most alarming, the U.S. Department of Justice, quote, has quietly asked Congress for the ability to ask chief judges to detain people indefinitely without trial during emergencies. And we covered that here on Free Talk Live. To assess how Americans weigh the trade-off between preserving civil liberties and halting the spread of the coronavirus, we conducted a survey last week, just as state and local governments were beginning to implement their most restrictive policies yet. The survey revealed a remarkable willingness to tolerate civil rights violations in order to confront the pandemic, regardless of party affiliation. We presented a nationally representative sample of 3,000 U.S. residents, so decent sample size as far as phone surveys go, with 8 possible policy responses to the outbreak, all of which may be unconstitutional, including forced quarantine in a government facility, criminal penalties for spreading this information, bans against certain people entering the country, and conscription of healthcare workers.
Yeah, all of those things are super bothersome, and I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Well, get ready. Because you're going to find out how many people love it.
This is another reason why I just really, I don't participate in the elections, right? The popularity contest that's weaponized against you.
Doesn't that mean that only the people who support this kind of stuff will be represented, if anybody is represented at all?
Well, so my deal is that nobody is dumber than all of us.
Hey, now!
Hey!
Right? Not nobody you, but no person. No offense,
I think
nobody.
He's pretty smart, actually. Probably the smartest man in the room.
I like how you both were right on top of that immediately. I want to make decisions for myself, you know, that I think are the correct decisions for my life, and there isn't another, I don't want a group of people making those decisions for me, right? And this is what we're going to get out of this, whether it's, you know, the first half or the second half of the people who want some or part of these things, there's no reason they should be making these decisions for me, or for you, or for you.
Right. And so the importance of voting is to get people into office who agree with you that they should do nothing. That they should not be doing these things to us.
Yeah, but the act of voting then means I'm forcing my preference on everybody else.
No, not at all. Not at all. Oh. Because your preference is to have people in office who won't be forcing preferences, right?
Well, I mean, the entire organization of government is exactly that. All it does is force other people's preferences on everybody else.
So your
no
preference
matter who's
is
in
to
the
make
chair.
It stop. I mean, basically, I have the right to shoot somebody in the face for the things that this government does. I certainly have the right to vote against them.
You can,
it's a lesser solution.
You can, of course, vote in self-defense, but I think we all know that voting locally is the most effective if you're going to vote and if you're going to have anything in self-defense. My position is that the chair itself is the problem.
Okay.
Right, so I'm talking about, like, the presidential chair.
But what if nobody was
chair,
in the chair?
Right? Well, do you mean nobody as in a non-existent person or nobody as in yourself?
Either way, there's not much difference, because nobody don't do nothing.
That's a fact. Nobody don't do nothing.
Well, see, here's the thing. This claim that, oh, well, if you vote for someone, and let's say you vote for nobody in the upcoming gubernatorial election, and he gets into office, is he going to force his beliefs on people? Well, if by that you mean leave people alone and let a bunch of people out of jail or whatever, I don't see that as forcing a belief. If somebody wants to continue paying the government money, they certainly could.
It's because government itself is force, regardless of your position and whether you're using the power for good or for awesome, right, or for evil. Government is force in and of itself, and so therefore you are forcing your preferences, even though they might be well-intentioned.
Voting nobody is just voting no.
855 450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Live. You join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We're going to get into this. We got a little sidetracked into voting and or not voting. And
sorry about that.
You don't have to apologize. It's a conversation that's going to come back again and again, especially as we get closer to November, so it will be revisited. But we will get into your phone calls and your thoughts, but I want to just start out and give you some of the details from the survey that the Atlantic conducted with 3,000 U.S. residents and presenting them 8 possible policy responses to the COVID-19 situation. We'll get right into that here, but I do want to...
Can we divide the country into like a pussy and a non-pussy section?
So I think that...
Interestingly enough, comes from the word pusillanimous.
Correct. I think that it's going to come to that. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, nobody, if that's what this came down to, where there were a group of people who want to live life the normal way. Where we can, I don't know, see people and go out and do things and
have people over or
have to
go to a place and have a beer.
Right, not have to stand behind plexiglass everywhere and all this ridiculous crap. And then the people who want to live in fear.
Yeah.
I think it should. I think that we may, if this continues, we may see a division like that.
You mentioned plexiglass. I know you want to read this thing, but I have never seen a thing go up that fast
I knew it was gonna happen.
Like, the plexiglass appeared overnight almost.
Mm-hmm. I walked into the gas station. I was like, this is the worst bulletproof glass I have ever seen.
Oh, none
of
it's bulletproof.
That's not going to help. But that's what I'm used to. I've come from Detroit.
Right. So, Divi, want to let you know, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in their mobile app, and then withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's Divi, D-I-V-I, Project.org. So, they presented 8 possible policy responses to the outbreak, all of them likely quite unconstitutional, including forced quarantine in a government facility, criminal penalties for spreading misinformation, bans against certain people entering the country, and conscription of healthcare workers. We also asked our sample, this is The Atlantic, to imagine that public health officials had reviewed the policies and estimated that each would likely save some number of lives, hypothetical figures that we provided.
That they can't prove either.
No, right. Of course not.
They can't even tell the truth about how many are dying.
So a majority of respondents supported all 8 of these policies. Mostly by considerable margins. The proposals with the lowest support of the 8 were seizing businesses and banning all citizens and non-citizens outside of the country from entering. But these policies had 58% and 63% support, respectively, meaning 58% of the respondents said you can go ahead and seize businesses, 63% said you can ban people from coming in.
Well, my immediate question is, who gets to decide what misinformation is?
The government.
The Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
Have you read 1984?
Ironically, I was when I was in 7th grade, they did a musical production of 1984.
I almost want to see that.
At my middle school. I was a thought policeman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who wrote the music?
The music teacher at the school I went to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So my favorite song was "War is peace, ignorance is strength, and slavery is freedom." They had to reword it a little bit to make it sing a little better. Yeah, you know.
They barely got it singable.
Anyway, these people are crazy. And I'm really disenchanted. I thought that, more people in the geographic area better known as the United States of America would be about freedom.
Well, you're disenchanted on the lowest results of the proposals. Remember, those were the lowest scoring of the 8 different unconstitutional proposals. Let me give you some others. The proposals with the highest levels of support include banning non-citizens from entering the country at 85% and conscripting healthcare professionals to work despite risks own health.
You do not have a right to anybody else's labor.
78% of the respondents said they do have a right to force nurses, doctors, and anybody else who works in the healthcare field to show up in dangerous, potentially dangerous circumstances.
Wow. Well, if you're a medical professional, you think about that when you think about socialized medicine, because they're talking about enslaving you. And yes, socialized medicine would put more money in your pocket at first, but you would end up a slave.
Let's make it clear what that means. Conscription means that if you work in the healthcare field and you don't want to come to work for whatever reason, they will send men with guns to force you to go to work or put you in a prison cell.
See,
or kill you.
Do that to me, I'd start killing patients or killing somebody.
Both
I would definitely be shooting back at that point.
Burden a defined minority of the population, so it's not surprising that large majorities support them. But criminalizing speech based on its content, an idea antithetical to modern American constitutionalism, was also very popular. About 70% of respondents supported restricting people's ability to say things that may qualify as misinformation. So if you don't say the things that the government is telling you that you can say about this COVID-19 situation, which we certainly don't here on Free Talk Live, 7 out of 10 respondents to this survey said, punish those people.
Yeah, and of course, Captain Kickass had exactly the right question there, which is, who determines what's true?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's not a matter of you can't say things that aren't true. It's a matter of you can't say things that don't toe the party line.
Right. That's right.
Because they know what the party line is, but everybody disagrees on what's true.
How are you going to make up your mind about something if everybody isn't free to publish literally whatever they want about any given subject, right? How are you supposed to make the correct decision about anything?
You're not allowed to make up your
mind.
I'll
tell you what, how I make the determination is, as soon as they make a law saying I must toe the government party line, then I assume that everything government says is a lie.
That's why they have to force me.
I don't care. I don't believe anything they say. And if this is the supposed, the boy that cried wolf moment, right, where all of a sudden now the government's going to start telling the truth, I don't buy it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
Not at all.
Here's another horrifying one. 77% of respondents support suspending all religious services and gatherings, thereby restricting religious freedom.
Wow.
It is just getting dumb.
And even when we explicitly told half of our sample that the policies may violate the Constitution, the majority supported all 8 of them, even the speech restrictions.
Another reason why I don't want the majority making decisions for me.
Exactly.
So that's where we are, gentlemen. You've got a tremendous number of the American people who support these violations wholeheartedly. And it's tragic. It really is.
I think those cowards need to GTFO and go somewhere where they don't have a traditional liberty, because that's not how America's supposed to be.
But sadly, they're the majority.
If you're listening and you love freedom, consider moving to New Hampshire.
I don't know what else we got, really. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. You can join us on this topic or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he spoke with former Vice President Joe Biden and had a great conversation.
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with former Vice President Biden, who called. We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. He gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. We just had a very friendly conversation. Lasted probably 15 minutes. And it was really good. It was really good.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court blocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers' late executive order postponing in-person voting in the state, meaning the state's presidential primary is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, because at least for now, we still have some semblance of freedom of speech left in the United States. Though, if these people who are responding to the survey we've been discussing get their way, that may not last for long. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And nobody.
Thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Peter. He's on the line in California. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
What I wanted to talk about, Riverside County here in California just mandated, I think it was yesterday or today, that everyone that goes outside of their house has to wear a mask. And my first thought, you know, being this close, I hope it doesn't roll into the county I'm in, because it's going to cost me a lot of money, because I sure the hell ain't going to put a mask on. That's for damn sure. And it's not going to happen.
And the penalty if you do not?
You know, we haven't read that far. I'm sure they would cite you. It seems excessive to me, of course, you know, telling me to wear a mask in the first place. But, you know, mowing my lawn, walking my dog. I just can't imagine getting a ticket for taking my dog for a walk without a mask on.
Well, apparently it could happen soon enough. And, yes, the story is being covered by the Associated Press. The top health officer in the state's fourth most populous county said, quote, not everybody's getting the message about social distancing while in public, so officials were forced to, quote, change from saying that you should to saying that you must.
I remember the last time a public official was forced to do anything.
The order issued Saturday also prohibits all gatherings except for family members living in the same home, according to a county statement. Police would enforce the regulations, quote, as they deem necessary, unquote.
That's horrifying, Peter.
Now, one thing I've noticed, the city I'm in, we're in Central California, everybody here is still going to their jobs. We have factories. We have a prison here. This town, it's a whole different mentality, I've noticed. I had called last week. I just drove by a Mexican restaurant here 10 minutes ago. There's people inside having dinner.
Awesome.
Mentality here in Central City. I think so, too. I think you should have the right to go eat or keep your business open and feed your kids. And
damn it, I don't think
you should be able to beat your kids, but...
No, I didn't say, I said feed your kids.
Oh. Thanks for clarifying that, bro.
Something was lost in translation there.
Okay, we are on the same page after all. Okay,
it's good.
Man, if there was any place around here that was opened up, I'd be making a beeline for it. I'd be there to support them.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool. We have a different attitude in this town. It's actually really nice. Everyone doing their own thing. That's why it says if it rolls into our county, we're really going to have an issue here. When they tell us, I'm mowing my lawn, I have to wear a mask so I don't get infected, which is just ridiculous.
Wow. I got to say, I'm surprised there's a town like that left in California. Yeah.
Can you give us the name of the town?
It's, I hate to give it away because I'd hate anyone to go down to the restaurant.
Okay, I can see how that would be. Snitches get stitches.
Fantasyland, California. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you bringing that up. And just from the rest of this story about the new mandatory face masks, according to, again, Riverside County, their announcement came just one day before Palm Sunday, the beginning of the Holy Week for Christians. Many churches have moved their services online. However, a church near Sacramento went ahead with a Sunday service in defiance of orders to avoid large gatherings. And by the way, this is what you're seeing, actually, is that a lot of the more courageous people violating these orders are actually churches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a story I've actually got as a follow-up on a guy, a pastor in Louisiana, who's already been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Who went back
and
continued to hold services.
I need to give them props because I give organized religions a whole bunch of crap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All
and
of the time.
There's good reason for it.
And with good reason, but you know.
Well, that's why the Church of the Invisible Hand is so disorganized.
That's exactly right.
Indeed. But I'll give them credit where credit's due. Standing up for their rights as a religion is exactly the right thing to do. Kudos.
Yep. The church did go ahead with their Sunday service in defiance of the orders. After a two-hour service in which he told parishioners to remain their required 6 foot apart, pastor of Abundant Life Fellowship Church in Roseville announced he was ending in-person services until further notice. Sorry, well, never mind. I guess they don't deserve a whole lot of credit there because they're, you know, wimping out. Pastor Doug Bird told the Sacramento Bee he'd received an email from county health officials encouraging him, I'm sure it was just gentle encouragement, to halt his services. But he said he held the service anyway because many of his congregants have no access to the internet and needed to hear the announcement from him.
Because when I need encouragement, the first thing I think of is to go ask the government.
Yeah.
A church in the agricultural Central Valley said it intended to gather for worship, canceled its plans when someone changed the locks to the building. The pastor of Cross Culture Christian Center told congregants the building the church uses for services was shut. Sounds like it was done against their will.
Sounds like it might be a rental.
Yeah, I don't
know. Building they use for services?
Could be.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they have a lease or something on the place, and
Yeah.
Police had entered the church service last week that was attended by about 30 and said the worshipers were defying the state's stay-at-home order. The church sent the city a cease-and-desist letter and argued they had a First Amendment right to gather and practice their religion.
Yeah, freedom of religion, man.
And then their locks got changed on them,
yeah.
Apparently. Wow. Let's continue here. Larry's on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Larry.
Okay, now it's real important tonight because the guy that just called in and everybody's wondering how they're going to collect these fines, right? Here's how they're going to do it. Here in Indiana, the governor appointed a judge, right? Now, the judge is a public health official, right? These are doctors. This is a kind of a doctor, a public health official, right, like Goebbels and all the doctors that were around Hitler. So they're making it a public health matter. So what happens is when you're out without your mask on, right, they stop you, ask what your name is, give you a citation, and maybe $4,000, and say you don't pay it, right, in 30 days. You know what they do? They put it on your property tax bill. So when you get your property taxes, it's usually a couple of grand, right? It's $5,000.
What if you're a renter?
Yeah. Wow. If they don't make it, you know, here's what makes it so arbitrary. It makes it arbitrary because they are focusing, just like every good thing, like the witch hunts and stuff they used to have. They get some person they know has property that they want to take. And then their friends set up and figure out how to take it.
Sure.
So this is a property grab right here from the upper people that, you know, say, hey, this guy's over here. He's doing pretty bad. If we give him a fine, they don't have to go to court to prove anything.
Yeah,
they just take a picture of you. Go ahead.
You're right. Like, every mandate, every edict, every law that the government hands down is simply just a piece of paper hiding a gun behind it. Right,
mm-hmm.
Because eventually, you know, if you don't pay a thing, they might send you a stern letter demanding that you pay. And then if you continue not to pay, eventually men with guns will show up
yep.
to force you to pay. And if you resist them when they show up, they will either throw you in a cage, or if you resist that, then they purport the authority to end your life for not doing what they ask. So you're spot on.
I got one more thing to tell you that actually happened to me. You know, we have heavy trash pickup every second Tuesday of the month in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I put a bunch of stuff out for heavy trash pickup. Of course, the public health officials came by and said, if you don't move this stuff, we're going to then pick it up and send you a bill. So what happened is I said, well, heavy trash is going to pick this up. They said, we don't care about that. Then, okay, they picked it up. They sent the sheriff out here.
Hold that thought. I want to hear the rest of the story in moments with Larry. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial in toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's a little bit more to this story from the Atlantic about a frightening survey that they conducted showing a tremendous amount of people in the United States who are willing to give up all kinds of freedoms in return for supposed protection. You know, purported safety. And, of course, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who's been quoted as saying that those who would sacrifice their liberty for some security or safety shall
deserve neither.
Deserve neither. Yep.
And we'll get, and we'll ultimately get
and
neither.
And we'll lose both.
Yeah. Correct. And he's right about that. Unfortunately, that is a lesson that apparently Americans have not learned hard enough, at least these generations. So I guess they're going to have to learn it the hard way.
Open a freaking history book.
It's a lesson that the public schools have intentionally silenced.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, they don't quote the founding fathers anymore. And if they do, they act as if these guys were slave owners and nothing else. If they didn't at least manage to free the majority of the country for a while.
This article is certainly evidence to your point as well, because obviously obviously a large portion of people who have gone to public schools have no idea what it means to be free. No idea.
And no idea what it means to be American.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. We were actually just talking about Bitcoin by chance during the break there.
Yep.
And what better time than when you got some downtime to learn something new? Get over to Bitcoin.com and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. Get the basics. Get it down. You know, watch a video. Learn, you know, walk through the basics overviews and you know, get a grasp on this newer technology. It's a decade old now, but it's still new in the scheme of money. So you're not too late. I know people think that, oh, it's too late. Bitcoin's too expensive now. I can't afford it. Well, the truth is you can afford some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You do not have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get into cryptocurrency. So start learning as step number one. Go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get the basics on Bitcoin. We go back to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. Larry, you were telling us a story. Can you just kind of recap that briefly for listeners just tuning in?
Okay, I live out here on the street. There's only two houses on the street, right? So what I done is I was cleaning my place up, and I put a new fence up, and I put the old fence out for heavy trash. And so the people from the public health department come along and say, hey, you need to move it, but I counted on the heavy trash picking up every second Tuesday of the month and got a statement from them. But you know that a day before the heavy trash pickup, they sent the sheriff out here, and they sent a big, heavy equipment to pick up about a truckload full of stuff off the curb, right? Maybe two or three pickup truckloads of stuff off the curb that was prepared for the heavy trash pickup. They loaded it up. The sheriff came in, showed me the papers. I said, well, what is going on? And they said, well, you defy the judge's order. So I said, I didn't understand it. I said, I know that's no excuse. So go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm not going to try to stop you. And then they sent me a bill for $350, right? So in the
about $350?
Yeah.
So hold on. Let me see if I'm following you here. Yeah. So how long was this stuff sitting out on the curb?
It was sitting out for about a month. About 4 weeks.
Okay. So and you said the heavy trash pickup comes by every 2 weeks?
Every second Tuesday of the month.
Why didn't they pick it up during the month that it was sitting out?
They didn't pick it up because they had an order from the health department, and I guess that overrides anything with the municipal corporation because they trump them. And so what happened is they picked it up, okay, so it's $350. So I was going to go right down there and pay it, but I said, let me find out what's going on. So I said, well, I want a hearing. And the judge sends me a letter and says that, well, Mr. Vaughn, you can come down and have your hearing, but you got to understand that this is strictly statutory and that you don't have any constitutional rights here in this court, in this hearing. I said, well, I just want to see what it's about already anyway. So I did go to the hearing, and I defended myself properly by denying everything, denying the bill, disclaiming it. And what happened is the judge sustained the bill, and they also said that if you do not pay the bill, we're going to attach it to your spring property tax bill. And you'll pay it one way or the other. So in this city, I never thought about that until it actually happened to me. So I dug a little deeper, and I find out in neighborhoods where regentrification is going on, if they get some poor person that can't keep his property up, they go out there, they keep on adding fines on to his property. Then when he can't pay his taxes, they take it, and then he's standing there looking like a fool. And then when they get the property, they actually erase all those liens and sell it to some of their friends.
Oh, yeah. So, that's the old scam.
Definitely
true.
I'm glad you guys exist. Because,
Larry, thank you, man.
Thank you.
We're glad you exist, too, bro.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I always appreciate hearing from Larry. And, of course, you as well. You're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. We got Theodore. He's in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Theodore.
All right. So I wanted to share with you all an excerpt of a statement from our mayor of our county, Knox County, here in Knoxville.
Is that Glenn Jacobs?
Yes. Yes. That
all
is
right.
I think he was the wrestler.
Was he
Kane, I think?
Kane, yeah. And he's a Free Talk Live listener and former Free Talk Live amplifier.
Nice.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, then I wanted to share this with you all. This is just an excerpt. By the way, our governor did one of those stay-at-home orders, like, I guess last Thursday. So he says, I understand this is a crisis, but an economic crisis also looms with millions of people out of work and no way to earn a living, many of them due to mandated government shutdown. We also have a looming mental health crisis as individuals struggle with depression and feelings of hopelessness and isolation, exacerbated by job loss. Some have already taken their own lives. Further, we have a political crisis as our state and nation must determine a way to walk back from the damage currently being done to our system of free government. During another crisis, Abraham Lincoln said, government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Knox County will, of course, comply with this executive order. However, our response to COVID-19, I fear that we may be testing the very limits of President Lincoln's notions. So while it's not it's not hitting it out of the park or anything, I still think it's a pretty good reaction. And they also accompanied that with statements from both our sheriff and Knoxville police saying that they're not going to pull you over just to check your papers or where you're going. So I thought that was kind of reassuring in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see some people at least, you know, fighting back on a rhetorical level.
Yeah, at least he's acknowledging the absolutely horrifying consequences of the government crackdowns that we're seeing. The mental health issues are very real.
Yeah.
We're seeing suicide hotlines getting a lot more use, and probably you're going to see the suicide numbers go up, I suspect.
Yeah, I saw an article actually the other day about areas where the number of suicides far exceeds the number of COVID deaths.
Really? Okay, yeah. I hadn't seen those numbers yet.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me, though.
I had speculated that would happen.
I'd
be interested to see the numbers on that.
Yeah, if you could find that again, nobody, I'd be interested in also
I'll have a look. It was on Facebook.
And, of course, the economic consequences we've even yet really begun to start to see. I did see there was some sort of a restaurant chain that has decided to completely close down. They fired everyone now at this point.
Oh, yeah, that was Logan's Roadhouse.
Yeah, sounds right.
I used to go there when I lived in Florida, actually.
Nope, you're not going there again.
Not anymore.
Theodore, any other thoughts you want to share?
So, on another related note, the you had that show without Mark on there from overseas, the Mariana Islands, I think. Oh, my gosh, some of that was such tedious listening. I know they're learning, and I know they're new, but seriously, you may want to consider hopping on there for a little bit with them until they got the swing of things.
I don't know. I've kind of been enjoying it. But, hey, everybody's got their opinion.
Right,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So I know you want to get back into the rest of this article, but you mentioned California in the previous segment. And today, I don't have it with me, but today I saw a news blurb. It was either from CBS or NBC. It was a video of somewhere in California where there was supposedly a drone hovering over some, you know, people near the coastline or whatever, supposedly with like a loudspeaker on it.
I thought that was New York City.
Telling them to, you know, obey that. I thought it was California.
Okay.
But at any rate,
maybe it's bi-coastal.
Yeah, it probably is. You know, we've been I've been watching, you know, for drone deployment by police forces. It doesn't seem to have happened yet. We know police forces have these drones. But it seems, at least from that video, that they're being deployed. And then I had an article that I've been sitting on about Chula Vista, California, apparently is using police drones just for that purpose.
Well, the story was out of CBS News in Manhattan.
Oh, it was New York.
And it didn't even look real to me, honestly, that video, but I suppose there could have been a speaker on that
drone. But apparently it is bi-coastal. So we've got Manhattan, and then we've got Chula Vista, California.
We can talk more about it coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring in what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.